You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. And we greet and welcome all of you wherever you are. If you're listening on the radio, on the internet, whatever, we greet you to our program. And so Don and I co-pastor a church here in Stuart, Florida, that we have. It'll be 23 years, Pastor Don, in a couple of weeks. And God gave us a name way back, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, right out of Revelation 19:10. And so we've been doing this for all these years. We love the prophetic word. So we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole program. We are on every Saturday from 12 noon till 1 o'clock every weekend. And so we're honored to be here. And we've been on the radio for 18 plus years, Pastor Don. It's amazing to think about, isn't it, how long it's been. So we greet you in the love of the Lord. We're asking the Lord to give you ears to hear what the Spirit of God's going to say to you. We talked about a lot of this last week. We're going to review a little bit about Hanukkah, and then we're going to look at some of the things about the prophetic implications in the near future as well. So we're honored to be here, and Pastor Donna's got a couple announcements to make here, and then we'll turn ourselves over to the Lord, and we pray again that you'll have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is going to say to you through all of this.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are blessed to be here. I also want to mention, Pastor Gene, that this is going out over the internet. So if you'd like to listen to this or you want to go back and listen to it again,
that's right.
You can go
Hallelujah.
To, I'm going to give you the website, www.wcno.com. That's wcno.com. That's the radio station that we are on, and it's on the internet 24/7. Music and all through the night and teaching and lots of things that you can be blessed with. Good teaching and good music. And that's here, right here in Stuart, Florida.
Hallelujah.
The radio station WCNO. Mm-hmm. So we're blessed to be on that. And we're also blessed to be on the internet as well. So anyone in the world can listen to WCNO.
Right.
And those people, those that are on there.
All I need to know is the right time of the day where they're at, right?
Actually, well, that's true. That's true. But you can always go back and listen to podcasts that were on in the past that, because they can, anytime you can go and listen to this, like you could listen to this program that we're doing tomorrow or next week sometime.
Amen.
So praise God for that. And so I also want to mention that we want to say hello to you out there that listen to us every single week, or you try to, and then I'm sure there's always new people that we want to thank you for that, and I'm sure there's always new people that that catch us because people call us and they never knew we were on the radio.
That's
you know,
right.
They had me driving down the highway, or many times people call us from out of state. They're driving to Florida, they're driving
down the highway. Yeah,
they want to listen to a Christian station. They find WCNO, and there they are, they hear us, and you know, so interesting. So people God sends people many different ways, but we just want to say hello to you, and we'll want to bless you.
We had that word years ago. It's going to go all around the world, and it's done that with a website and all that. Amen?
That's right. That's right.
Incredible.
Well, that's what the prophetic word does, and we're going to talk a little bit about the prophetic word today, because some people think and some people teach that there's no, you know, the prophetic word is just what you read in the Bible and what's going to come to pass. from, you know, what was spoken by the prophets and in the Old Testament and the things that were spoken in the New Testament. And they don't believe that there's any prophetic word that's going forth today. But
That's right. That's not true. That's right.
But prophetic word is going forth today for people, even for people's lives, mainly for people's lives, and for things that are happening in the world today. Because, you know, we get greater understanding as we get deeper into the word. And sometimes we only get the surface things. And many times, even Jesus spoke many times things that were hidden meanings.
What we're going to talk a little about today is really it's a hidden meaning. People don't really comprehend it, but it's there.
Right. And so we just want to say hello to you, and I pray that you'll be blessed by this teaching about Hanukkah today, which means Festival of Lights. Dedication means dedication. And we're all to dedicate our lives and to rededicate it. You know, a lot of times we let things go and the thing sneaks into our lives.
Right, boy.
And, you know, maybe it's not the devil. Most of the time, it's really not the devil. Most of the time, it's things that we
allow to happen. That's
or,
right.
You know, it's just living in the world today. You pick up things that's in the world, and sometimes you don't realize it. And you just get that one seed, that little seed, that's not a good seed. And you know, and then what happens when you meditate on it, things like that, it grows. It can become a cancerous seed.
Right.
And so that's how people get sick. Even, you know, people can get sick spiritually.
Amen.
People can get sick spiritually and in their mind. And so when they need healing, and another word for that would be deliverance. They need to be set free. We need the Word of God. It's only the Word of God that's going to keep us on the right path, because we need to return to the ancient path. We need to return to the path.
Thank you, Lord.
The path that God has set us on.
Yeah.
But a lot of times people get detoured. They might think it's an easier way or a better way, and may look good on the outside, but perhaps it's not God's way. So we want to get back to what God's way is. So I want to mention that we do have services here in Stuart, Florida. And I'm going to give the phone number in just a few minutes. So if you would like to write it down, you can do so. So we have services here in Stuart, Florida, and Martin County. And so we have a Friday night. We come together and we have our Shabbat service. And we seek the presence of the Lord. And we all have communion together. You know, we're one in Messiah.
Amen.
The Bible says that we're one in Yeshua. We're one in Jesus.
Jew and Gentile, the Messiah.
Coming together to worship God, to worship God. It says worship God. This is in the book of Revelation. It says worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So it gives us, right there's our directions, you know, because there was a man who had looked, was corrected. Basically, he was corrected to worship God, not to look at man, not to look at anything, not to look at angels, nothing.
That's right.
No men, no angels.
No angel worship.
No prophet.
That's right.
No church, no pastor. Worship
no
God.
No organization.
No organization. That's right. We can just preach on that, couldn't we?
You sure could.
I'll just stop at that. And then we get together on Saturdays. We won't be doing that this Saturday because we have other plans. And also we come together on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So we just want to let you know that we do. And you can give us a call. We'd be glad to give you directions. And you can call us and we will tell you how you can find us. Amen. So the phone number here in Stuart, Florida is area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that. Area code 772-285-7007.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'd like to say hello to Roscoe and Audrey Walks over on Andros Island as well. They always listen every week. And Daryl and Judy McCray up in the Carolinas. And
thank you, Lord.
We hope they'll have a chance to listen in.
And your friend Harley.
That's right. Wendy and Harley are two real good friends.
And hallelujah. So, and all those other friends out there, we certainly can't call all your names.
That's right.
We know you're listening. And we pray that you'll be blessed by this, amen, by this teaching.
We're speaking to the people as part of this ministry, is what we talking about. Yeah,
right.
Really. Yeah.
Right. I know that. But and, you know, Judith, too.
That's
but
right.
We could go on and on.
We could go on and on.
Yeah,
on.
We could go
the
on
people
on.
That are out and around.
Plus, we have family.
That's right. Yeah. Not everybody's here in Stuart, Florida, or in this area. They're out and around different places. And so we have to acknowledge that and thank God they're part of the ministry. And they're willing to support it and do all those things. And so... Hallelujah.
What a blessing.
Like that temple of God on Andros Island that we support. Hallelujah.
We're building, so honored to be a part. They're building the building. Right. They're building the blocks.
That's it. We're so honored to be part of them and we're part of us.
Are up. The blocks right. are up and the top's going to go on. I guess you call it a header or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Concrete. And then the roof. Wow. Right. Then there won't be have to be in, there won't be in a tent anymore. They've been in a tent.
It's like
for,
a capstone, isn't it?
They've been in a tent for 10 years.
That's right. It's hard
and
to
now
believe.
The tent is going to come down, and the roof is going up.
Won't
Hallelujah.
Be too long.
Won't be long.
So we're honored to be here with you.
We just thank the Lord for them,
Amen.
And we pray for that for the temple of God on Andros Island.
We might mention again also, you know, we give CDs or tapes, whatever you want, with our programs. Mm-hmm. If there's something that you would like to hear again. All we ask for is a love offering, and you can make out a check to the ministry. It's Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, and you mail it to Post Office Box 413. That's in Stuart, Florida, and our zip there is 34995. Give us the date and all, and whether you want a CD or a tape, we'll be glad to mail it out
or
to you.
Or perhaps you just like to send an offering to help right. out with the expense
Amen.
Of this radio broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
You can send it to that same place. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
That's
God.
Wonderful. Well, you know, I was just thinking, Pastor Don, before we came on, there's a verse in the Bible that really struck me years ago, one of the first verses that I remembered,
mm-hmm.
and I thought about. We're talking about the prophetic word and how important it is. It's in Deuteronomy chapter 29, the very last verse. Look what God said here through Moses. Listen to this. He says, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. And there's a lot of secret things in the Word that we may not ever find out about. Why? Until the end when God will explain it all. But he says, the secret things belong unto the Lord God. They do. All these things belong to him. But those things which are revealed, okay?
Revealed.
Belong unto us, listen to this, and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law or this Torah. Isn't it amazing? So it's the purpose is to teach us about the things of God, to, how to walk a holy life, and also the prophetic things that are going to come to pass. So that's an incredible verse
and
in the
you
Bible.
Know, some things are revealed at different times.
That's right. You
There's
got
always
it.
A set time.
For everything.
And so sometimes it may have been hidden away or revealed, or no one's ever seen it. Doesn't mean it's not there.
That's right.
The, you know, the revelation's always been there.
Mm-hmm.
It just hasn't been revealed. And so sometimes, you know, some of these things that we are talking about today, you know, maybe 100 years ago, it wasn't revealed.
That's right.
Or 50 years ago.
Well, look at Israel. Israel 100 years ago, yeah.
That's right. Back, Mark Twain said back in the 40s, that can anything be good, anything grow
before
here?
It was before the 40s, way, yeah.
Well, I can't remember what year it
well,
was.
Well, it was around the turn of the century.
Oh, okay.
He visited. Oh, he couldn't believe how bad it was.
I mean,
how did anything come of this place?
Grow.
Look how it's barren. You
it
know?
Didn't rain.
That's
it
right.
didn't rain. Well, God had a time for it to start raining.
That's right.
And people say, well, how can God do that? Well, God can do anything. And God has a set time for everything. Everything. For everyone's life, even. For our life. He has a set time. If you're listening, you feel like, you know, you just don't know what to do. You don't know what you can do for God. You don't know how you can maybe feel like you're just, you know, you're too old, you're too young, you're too poor, you're too what? Everybody has an excuse. Well, the enemy right. gives us excuses, but, you know, there's a time and a season.
That's
and
right.
the Bible talks about times and seasons. So I believe that certain things are revealed at set times. When God wants them to happen.
That's right.
It's all, you know, it's Amen. All up to God.
Thank you, Lord. And I think about the rain you talked about. Yeah, there's a physical rain that
That's
came.
That's right.
But also God's bringing a spiritual rain over there to restore those people in the land of Israel.
That's right.
They will see the Messiah in a new light, and that's what we keep praying for, Amen.
Well, we can look at one person that the Lord has raised up. He's raised up a lot of people, but there's, I think of one person he's particularly raised up in this time, not only for the Jew, but for the Gentile and for the church, and he's Jewish.
That's
and
right.
I feel that he has an anointing, like he has a prophetic anointing.
Sure
he has
he
a
does.
Prophet's anointing,
oh,
like
yeah.
Jeremiah. You know, he has anointing of a warning. I mean, it's
he's a watchman on the wall,
and
too.
That's right. He's a born-again Jew. You'd call him a rabbi.
Right.
Maybe some of the Orthodox Jewish people wouldn't call him a rabbi, but I
rabbi just
that.
Means what? A teacher. He's a teacher.
And he's a prophet. And that would be Jonathan Kahn.
Yeah.
Jonathan
Incredible.
Kahn has received much revelation
God
from the
him,
Lord.
Boy. Yeah.
And we were in prayer on Thursday, and I just heard as we were praying, we know a lot of times we pray by the Spirit,
mm.
and the Lord will bring somebody's name up. And it could be somebody, it could be anyone. So he'll bring up somebody's name, and Jonathan's name was brought up, and somebody, I wasn't praying for him, but somebody else was,
yep.
and I just heard he's going to have an audience with the prime minister in Israel. And it's going to cause a change. It's going to affect a change.
Thank you, Lord.
So you know when and he spoke it. He spoke at the prayer when the
day of inauguration.
He spoke in Congress. He's spoken at the United Nations.
And
those things just don't happen by chance.
That's right.
Those are appointments that God brings to come to pass to bring a message. So he brought a message to the president.
Right.
He brought a message to the Congress, right, and to the Senate and the House, and he brought a message to the United Nations. Now what more? Now he's going to have an audience with the prime minister. Maybe he's already had that. I don't know. But he is a man that, you know, he's willing to see. God will use somebody who is willing to be obedient and who's humble.
Well, you mentioned him being like Jeremiah. Hey, when Jonathan prays, I mean, he doesn't give it a bunch of fluff.
No.
I mean, he lays it out, what's wrong with our country.
Doesn't
leave anything out.
Speaks the truth.
And he declares that, and that's what Jeremiah did, okay?
That's right. A prophet will declare a matter. And so he has done that.
He doesn't cower back.
That's right. And if you haven't heard some of the words that he said, you can go on the internet, and you can listen to every place that he spoke in the United Nations. It's powerful. He talks about Jesus Christ, too. Mm-hmm. You know, and I like the way he talks, because he said he's a Jewish person, but you know, a lot of Jewish people don't want to say the name Jesus. Well, he clarifies it. He says Yeshua, HaMashiach, you know, Jesus Christ, of Nazareth.
Both,
he makes sure you know exactly
who he's talking about.
Amen. And so, you know, we got to get rid of some of these hang-ups that we have.
That's
Even some of the Messianic congregations, we get hang-ups. The church has hang-ups. We need to get back to seeking first the kingdom of God and teaching his word and his righteousness and get away from these things that separate us. God wants to join us.
Break
back
down
together.
The walls.
That's right. And you know that word shalom, the word shalom, and you know that's the only word in some places in the Torah where it's broken. Well, God wants to heal that, because the word shalom means what? It means wholeness. It means peace.
That's right.
It means a joining back together. And you know that is going to be a joining back together also, because you've taught about that as well, about the stick. You know, it's over in
Ezekiel, I think it was.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that vav is broken in the word shalom. Why isn't it broken in any of the other words? Because God is speaking to us. Now that could be a hidden thing.
Sure.
And people don't understand it. Well, gee whiz, I wonder why that happens. Well, you know, a lot of times you wonder why things happen, but you need to find it out. You need to research it and find it out. And pray and ask the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will show us. Well, we know the letter Vav is for this year, because this is the year of the Vav, I believe. And so, when God wants to join, He wants to join things. But you know, man has broken things, but God is a repairer. He's a restorer.
That's it.
He's the one that's going to restore. And so He wants to restore that peace between the believers that are. See, there's believers that are Jewish, and there's believers that are not Jewish, and there's believers that, you know, are from other countries. Well, God wants, we're a family.
Sure.
He wants to join us, because we're of one family, the family of God.
Right.
And so when all of our differences separate us, it
grieves God.
It grieves God. Not everyone has all truth.
Nope.
But you know, with love. Love is the greatest thing, and we need to love our Jewish brothers and sisters, and others that are Jewish too. You know, can you imagine you come into, if you had a church? You know, you know, we have some places. There's all black churches, and there's all white churches,
or
and
all
Spanish churches.
Yeah.
Well, what's it like when we come together, and we don't look at each other in the flesh,
or with our ethnic background?
Yeah. Right. It's a spiritual thing.
That's right. It's a spiritual union.
It's a spiritual union.
That's what it is.
And that we're all one in
Christ,
Yeshua,
Messiah.
In Christ Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
So it's amazing.
Well, we're talking about Hanukkah. Hanukkah is an appointed time, and it means dedication. And we should all take this in a spiritual way, that we need to rededicate our lives, or some areas in our lives that maybe have kind of drifted away.
That's right.
From the,
we got
from,
lukewarm in areas.
Maybe
right?
We've gotten lukewarm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you leave a glass of milk sitting out on the counter, it gets lukewarm and it's not good, is it?
Eventually spoil, won't it?
That's right. And it'll eventually spoil. Well, God wants us, He doesn't want us to be, lukewarm. He wants us to be on fire for him. And so what is it? What is a candle? It's fire. It's the light. And so when I like it when you light your candle and then you light a candle off me and somebody else lights a candle and you know you start with one candle and you end up maybe you end up with 50 or 100 or
and
maybe
you turn
1,000,
off the lights, yeah.
And you turn off the lights,
that's right.
And you see
with
all
the light of the world,
the light.
Yeah.
And
that's
right. What we are, the light. The light.
That's right.
And that's what Jesus said.
That's right.
We're not to hide our light under a basket or under anything.
We let it shine.
We're to let it shine.
Amen. When we went to eat the other day, I told that waiter when he came, I said, we're going to bring a little light in this place.
That's right. And so we have eight. It's 8 candles, 8 days. You know, 8's a number of new beginnings.
That's right.
So, you know, you can take this personally as in your life. You're going to rededicate yourself. You know, people make New Year's
resolutions.
Resolutions. Well, yeah. Hanukkah is the time to rededicate yourself and to set that fire, get that fire going again. You know, get
Amen.
That light going again, because 8's a number of new beginnings, and this is a wonderful time to be thinking about those things, because God wants us on fire for Him.
So you know, last week we talked about the Maccabees and what mm-hmm. what they accomplished with Judah the Maccabee. And when they left, they said they were not going to tolerate what Antiochus Epiphanes was going to do. So a huge number of people took off and went to the mountains. Well, I was reading this morning, Pastor Don, over, and this happened way back then. Now, here's Jesus talks about it in Matthew 24. The same thing's going to happen again in the future.
Now, we're looking at future now.
Listen to this now.
And God repeats himself, doesn't
he? Yeah.
Things are repeated.
But he shows us all these patterns way back so we can understand what's going to happen in the last days. In Matthew 24, I'm going to read two verses. Verse 15 says, Jesus is speaking here, Yeshua, mm-hmm. when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, Antiochus did that in his day, mm-hmm. spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him what? Understand. Now look at the next verse. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. The same thing's going to happen again. So this is a pattern to show us what's going to happen in the last days.
So Jesus said what Daniel said.
That's right.
Jesus knew
what Daniel said.
He knew the first covenant. Is that what you would call it?
Yeah, it is the first covenant.
First covenant. He knew that. He knew the Torah. He knew everything. He knew the history. And that's something else that we talk about. We need to know what? We need to know the history.
The mannerisms.
The customs.
The Jewish understanding with their language.
The understanding.
The Greek language, idioms. We need to understand all
that.
The
prophecy.
That's right.
The prophets.
Sure.
Wow.
Got to put it all together, don't we?
We can't just grab one and say, oh, and go run with
That's
it.
Right.
No, we need to have a full understanding. We need to bring it all together. It's like if you're going to make something that's really going to taste good. You don't want to leave out any of the ingredients, you know. So we need all of this, all of
That's
the
right.
Word of God, to be able to understand. And
what,
then, and then here it is. Our Messiah is saying the same thing, and he's saying, "Go back and look at." He's basically saying, "Go back and look at Daniel."
Go look at what happened in history, right?
You know, so many Christians, they just stay in the New Testament.
That's right.
They just stay in the New Testament. And so he's saying, Jesus is saying, you know, go back and look at what God did through.
He's going to tell us the end from the beginning, isn't he? That's what he's
right.
going to do.
That's right.
That's what's amazing about
Praise
it.
Praise God.
Yeah.
He does.
So anyway, I even think about in Jeremiah when God talked about giving them a new covenant. Well, if you look up that word new in the Hebrew, it really means renewed. It doesn't mean the first covenant is done away with. That's what we hear in the church. It's just done away with. It's not of any value anymore. And you get that understanding from some of the things said in the book of Hebrews. It's really been misinterpreted, I believe. But it's not. What is it? It's a renewed covenant. So what? Did God just throw it all out the window? No. He made a couple of changes. That's what it made renew, right? No more sacrifices.
No more sacrifices.
Yeshua was the last one. And now we have a high priest on the right hand of the Father that never officiated at the altar because he's from the tribe of Judah. And so those are the two things that made a renewed covenant. And God said he was going to tell, he said in Jeremiah, God spoke to him saying what? That he was going to what? Put the words of God, his word, he's going to put it in their hearts.
In their heart.
On tablets of stone, but in their heart. That's what it's all about.
And you know, that family of Maccabees, they were a family of priests.
That's right.
And they went to war. They weren't afraid.
That's
they
right.
They had that fire burning in their bones, I believe you could say that.
That's what, by Jeremiah.
And they went out to fight. And you know, it was the Syrian army. Now we can look and see, you can relate that to what's going on too as well today.
Even today, yeah.
Even today. And you know, in the natural, you would think, oh, they're going to lose.
But they're not.
But they didn't lose
they didn't
because
lose.
It was a natural battle, but it was fought in the spirit because God was on their side. Whenever God is on your side, it doesn't matter if it's a remnant going out or, you know, what size the army is. So they went out and because they would not worship heathen gods.
That's right.
You know, there's a lot of Christians that worship heathen gods. And maybe they know they are doing that and maybe they don't know they're doing that. But there are a lot of people that really are not worshiping the true, one true God. And that's, you know, why you worship God. It says that right in the book of Revelation. And we can go back and read what it says over there in Deuteronomy too. You know, in Deuteronomy chapter 6 about loving God.
Amen.
And Jesus said it, Jesus repeated it too about loving God. And then he added, and also love your brother, right?
That's right.
And so here we have this group of Maccabees, these mighty, I call them mighty men of God. And they went out and they would not worship heathen gods. And, you know, we need to really, that'd be another thing we could really talk about, because a lot of the things that we look at, they're not really, it can go into worshiping idols.
That's right. Just think about the natural part of that. The odds were so great against the Maccabees mm-hmm. to come against that Seleucid Empire, you know, with Antiochus. But see, God was on their side. And so we look at what's going on in the world today. Nobody wants to talk about, but this is a spiritual battle going on to take the soul of America and all these other countries where this stuff's going on. It's a spiritual battle, but no one will
That's
admit
right.
that. It's only in the natural. We're gonna put ground troops. We're going to fight. No, there's a lot more to it than that. It's a spiritual thing that God's got it underway, and he'll have the victory at the end, won't he, Pastor?
That's right. You know, I'd like to see Jonathan Cahn on on Fox and on CNN and on all these different stations, and you know he won't be afraid to tell them. You know, well, anyways, they went in and they won the battle. They rededicated the temple on Kislev 25.
That's right,
Kislev 25.
Hallelujah!
And they found enough holy oil to relight the menorah
for one day.
But the miracle, we know, a supernatural miracle, lasted for
eight days.
8 days.
That's right.
The whole time of Hanukkah. Which is a picture of the Feast of Tabernacles.
That's right.
And so, because this is when the enemy stopped the worship at the Feast of Tabernacles.
Mm-hmm.
So now here we are. God doesn't ever stop something and let it hang loose. He finishes he finishes it, because the Feast of Tabernacles is an appointed time.
And one of the appointments at that time is called a Festival of Lights that they perform mm-hmm. every day during Tabernacles. And so the patterns are all through here to teach us about these things.
Thank
and
you, Lord.
If we just look at it and say, Lord, you're trying to perform every day, you know. And we have people today teaching, as I mentioned all the time, trying to tell the end from the end, what's going on. No, the Bible says he's going to show us the end from the beginning. We go back to the ancient past. We go back and see what the prophets had
That's
to say.
Right.
There's parallels in those prophetic words. There's patterns there for us to understand where we're at even today. But a lot of people don't want to look at it that way.
Now, I know we're not going to be able to cover all this information.
No, we won't.
But
That's
I want to offer to the people, if they would like to have a copy of this, 3 pages. And it's
of my write up
kind of small
yeah.
print. Even yeah. I could probably put it on 4 pages, but it's on 3 pages. I think size
mm-hmm.
10 print.
Right.
So it's kind of it's not that small that you can't read it, but
tells you everything about Hanukkah.
Right. It talks all about Hanukkah, and so if you'd like that, you can send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we'd be glad to mail it out to you. Well, you know, we talk about the calendar over here on page 2.
Uh-huh.
It says. God's prophetic calendar. Well, we know it's 360 days
right.
per year.
Not the solar calendar, but
right.
the lunar.
And
yeah.
we knew that they had taken away what? The sacrifices.
Absolutely. Everything. He stopped everything.
That's right. The burnt offerings each day. They had a burnt offering at 9 in the morning and at 3 in the afternoon.
That's right. It's required by the Torah. God's command was to do it every single day.
Every single day. And that would be a 2,300 offerings. So that would mean if you divided it by 2, which would be 2 a day, it would come up to 1,150 actual
right.
days.
So the scripture,
actual days.
That's right. The scripture says days here when you see it.
Actual
but the word days.
Days,
translated in Hebrew, it means evenings and mornings.
Evenings and mornings. That's right.
That's right.
So the morning would be 9 o'clock and the evening would be 3 o'clock.
That's right.
And
when the day
so,
was closing
now,
out.
We, when we think of evening, we think of nighttime. But see,
right.
the Jewish people don't, because their day ends at when it starts to get, when it gets dark, when it starts to get dark. You know, the new day starts at,
in the evening.
In the evening. We can
not at midnight, but in the evening.
We can read that back in Genesis chapter 1.
That's right.
The evenings and the mornings.
That's right.
So here we have, and then you also mentioned last week that 9 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, this also is because, see, even Jesus, Yeshua, had to fulfill that sacrifice.
Both of them.
And both of them. So he was, that's why he was on the cross for six hours.
That's right.
9 in the morning.
Till 3 in the afternoon.
And 3 in the afternoon.
To fulfill all this.
And when they sacrificed that last animal at 3 in the afternoon, the priest says, he cuts the throat of the animal, the lamb, and he says, it is finished. That means that it's
finished. The last sacrifice of the day.
Yes. And what did Jesus say?
It is finished.
He said on the cross, it is finished.
And not just for that day.
No, and he, I'd say he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost.
That's right.
Well, and then we know that God says, now we have more than one witness. We have the priest who didn't like Jesus hanging out there on the cross.
Right.
He didn't like that, no. I mean, here he's out there and he's in here in the temple and killing this lamb, and he's saying it's finished, and Jesus is saying it's finished, and God says it's finished.
That's right.
Well, God says it's finished. What did God do? God ripped
the veil
from the top to the bottom. Well, that certainly affected the Jewish people in the temple, didn't it?
It's a picture of Jesus' body, too.
That's right. Picture of his body. And so and there's, you have three witnesses right
That's
there,
right.
Pastor Gene. And
sure
plus
is.
You have all the people that watched, all
That's
the people
right.
that saw, and all the people that heard Jesus. And so he fulfilled these sacrifices as well. You know, we can, here's another pattern you're talking about, another pattern. But see, people, if they don't dig in, they wouldn't even see that.
That's right.
They would not even see that. Like they wouldn't know why he was on the cross for 6 hours.
That's right. Like I mentioned last week, I've talked to a lot of pastors and asked them that. Do you know why Jesus was on the cross for 6 hours? Well, the Bible says that, they said, but there's a reason, and that's why. And so we look at this, what we talked about, you know, I said that last week too, but most people today, with all the commentaries I used to have, they tell you there's nothing in the first covenant that reveals anything about Hanukkah, but that's not true because it's in Daniel chapter 8. And the three things that was important here that God kept talking about was what? Was the daily sacrifices being taken away. He mentioned it three times because it's mm-hmm. how important it is, and that's how we come up with this. And then Daniel asked, how long will this be? That's when he came up then, and the angel spoke to him and said, it'll be 2,300 days, which means 2,300 mornings and evenings. 2,300 of God's sacrifices that he wanted done would not be accomplished during this period of time. And so this is what was the clue with all this, to find out what we made in this article that I wrote. And all, it's important to understand that. Well, when we figure this out then, that the 1150 days Donna talked about, that's more than 3 years. And you can prove it with a Jewish calendar.
Yes.
So there's an additional 70 days left over. And what are those 70 days? I've never heard anybody, some one man one time, talk about it way back years ago that I listened to. And so what do you have to do? We know that the conclusion and the rededication of the temple was in 164 B.C. went on Kislev 25. And so the Lord told me to back up, what, the 3 years, and it brings you to Kislev 25 of the year 167 B.C. Well, then you have to back up these extra 70 days. And this is what blew me away. You back up another 70 days, and you come to the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles. So this is when Antiochus came in.
Tishri 15.
Yeah. In just Tishri 15, and destroyed all the things that the Jewish people had in place that God had told them to put in place and to keep doing it. So he stopped all of that.
That's just because, and he also wanted, and he wanted to kill Jesus, didn't
That's
he?
Right.
The enemy wanted to kill Jesus. And you know, Jesus was born on the first day of Tabernacles. We believe that he was born on the first day of Tabernacles. And he was
circumcised
on the eighth day.
Rejoicing in
the
Torah.
So we have the same here. But here we have another pattern
right.
of the first day. That's when they stopped it. See, the Syrian king and all, they stopped that.
Everything.
On the first day of Tabernacles. And so 3 years later,
Three years and 70 days later.
They lit the candle again, rededicated the temple, cleaned it up because it had been defiled.
Desolated.
They had poured blood in there. They had taken things out of there. They
sacrificed
a pig in the altar. They had done all these terrible, ungodly things. And, you know, we can relate that even to our lives. How many bad things have we done in our lives before we get born again? God wants us to rededicate our temple.
Amen.
Because we're the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Each person is an individual temple.
That's right.
Well, So Yeshua, I'm going back to Yeshua.
Okay.
Was born on the first day of Tabernacles, which is the same thing as the Festival of Lights. He is the light of the world. And what did he say? He even said that during the feast, during Hanukkah.
Yeah.
He even talked about himself, about the light, him being the light.
I am the light of the world.
You can read that in John chapter 10.
Yeah, in chapter 8 as well.
And many other places in the Bible about he's the light of the world. Well, this light was, they did put out that light that year. Mm-hmm. They did stop the sacrifice. They stopped everything that they do on the Feast of Tabernacles of that year.
That's
when that Syrian king came in and stopped everything. But, you know, God restarted it, and they restarted it when? At Hanukkah. So these two times are really like connected. They need to be connected together.
That's right.
It's connected together.
They're parallels.
They're parallels. They walk together. Same thing.
Common thread. That's right.
And it all has to do with, you know, really the Lord and Yeshua and him coming to this earth. You know, he wasn't born on December 25th. No, he wasn't born on December 25th. He was born
Tabernacles.
In Tishri. That's right. He was born in the fall.
But near the time of Hanukkah, which is close to Christmas a lot of years, that's when he was conceived.
He was conceived.
By the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. He was conceived. Perhaps he was conceived on, on the first day of Hanukkah.
Might be on Kislev 25. I don't know.
Could have been on the Kislev 25.
That's right.
I don't know.
Yeah, we can't prove that one.
No, we can't prove it right down to the very day. But that's the time of his conception.
That's right.
And you really, and then you think that, and that is a miracle. Hanukkah is a miracle. Hanukkah is a picture of miracles.
That's right.
And you know, conception is a miracle.
Sure is.
Scientists still don't understand it. You know, you can't understand it. It's a miracle. And you say this little baby, when you first, the moment that conception happens, well, they'll tell you it's not a child.
They call it a fetus.
They'll tell you it's not a child.
That's right.
Well, they'll tell you it's not a child at 3, 4 months, 5 months.
Or until it comes out of the hospital.
Right. Yes, I heard somebody
politician.
Some woman who's running for president say, oh, it's not a child until it comes out of the hospital. And I thought about her grandchild. Did she think that all the time that her daughter was pregnant?
Yeah.
All those months? No.
Nope.
That is so sick. But, you know, that is the miracle, that conception. And so we are celebrating the miracle of the conception of
Christ,
of Jesus and
That's
Mary,
right.
and the time that the angel came.
That's
you
right.
know, when they tell the story of Christmas, they just kind of throw everything together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just throw it all together with also the ones who bring in brought the gifts. They just throw everything all together. But all those things happen at different times. They didn't all happen on the same at Christmas time. So you know, we really need to know the truth, because the Bible says the truth will make us free.
But the amazing thing about this, Pastor Donna, what we have in Daniel about Hanukkah, it's not called Hanukkah, but it was going to be, the temple was rededicated. The interesting thing, what Daniel received, think about this, was 408 years before it manifested and happened.
Wow.
That's a long time. So that the prophetic word rested all those years, and then one day it came to pass.
So Jesus is the Festival of Lights.
Sure is.
He was conceived at the Festival of Lights. And he was also born at the Festival of Lights.
That's right.
Both of these are called Festival of Lights.
That's
because
it.
He's the one who brought the light that will lighten men, that will light our hearts.
And the world.
That will bring us the truth.
Amen.
And will bring us into the kingdom.
That's it.
Thank you, Lord.
So we talked about this and this. You know, if he was conceived at Hanukkah, which is in the month of Kislev, from that point, if you go 280 days, back up 280 days, or I mean go forward, I should say, 280 days, you're going to come to the time of his birth, which is during the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, some people say it was at Rosh Hashanah, but I don't see that. I see it takes you right to the Feast of Tabernacles. And I believe he was born on the first day of that. And, of course, the eighth day is called Rejoicing in the Torah. That was the day that he was circumcised and made, what, a blood covenant with his father. Yeah, it's all blood covenant.
That's right.
It's amazing.
And today, even today, a Jewish baby, you know, most babies are circumcised in the hospital, what, the second or third day? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But even science knows now the best time to circumcise a little boy, is on the eighth day, because the vitamin K is the highest at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even Jewish people, they won't have their son circumcised in the hospital. They will have their son circumcised after they get home, and it'll be a religious service, and they will do that on the eighth day. I'm not saying every Jewish person does that, but a great number of Jewish people do that because they want to conform to what it says
in the Bible.
In the Bible. Mm-hmm. Thank the Lord.
So, some of these things are like hidden truths, but they've been in the Bible. And we talk about that word sowed. This means it's a real deep mystery that God's wanting to reveal to us. And he told his disciples when he gave them the parable about the sower of the seed. He said, if you don't understand this parable, you won't understand anything else I'm going to say. But he was also telling, I'm going to give you the privilege to know the mysteries of God. So we're born again now, so we can have the privilege to know the mysteries, the hidden things, the sowed in the Bible. They're also, it's like a remez. It's something that's hidden, but if we look, we can find the answer to most of the things that God has in the Word of God.
And because of what Jesus said, he was talking about the end of days, what you read earlier.
That's right.
So, you know, Hanukkah reveals the end of days.
Mm-hmm.
He did this, and it also reveals the beginning of the kingdom age.
That's right.
As Jesus Christ being what? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
That's
so
right.
What is that telling us? It's telling us, I believe it's telling us, we need to study the appointed times.
Absolutely.
Not just Hanukkah, not just the Feast of Tabernacles, but all of the appointed times, because it reveals the picture. You get a whole picture. You know, you don't want to buy a puzzle and have half the pieces missing. You get a whole picture of the 7,000-year plan. What if you had a puzzle that had 7,000 pieces in it? 7,000 pieces. It would take you a while to be able to put that together. But God says, you know, he's revealing his picture of his 7,000-year plan. What? What for? To restore mankind, to restore mankind and the earth back to the way it was before the fall of Adam. That's what he wants to do. We're going to have a new earth. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. This might be kind of, some of you may have never heard some of these things that we're saying. But, you know, you really need to get in and know more about the Bible and the feasts of the Lord, because they're so important. They're not Jewish things.
They're for all of us.
They're for everyone. They're for all of us. They're not just for the Jews. No, it's God's plan for the earth. It's God's plan. And it was God's plan to bring Yeshua as the light to all the nations of the world. And so the word is going forth. So we need to know these appointed times.
That's right.
To show us the things of the end from the things of the beginning of things. So praise the Lord. I'm going to read, Pastor Gene's looking at his commentary.
That's something I was going to share with him.
He's got a commentary.
A book, yeah.
It's we have sold many of them. And many people are using it to study, and also not only to study, they are using it to teach. They have their own little Bible, maybe in a church. There's a Baptist church that's using this. I think this is their second or third time to go through it. And there's other places that the people have bought them here, there, yonder, across the sea. And you know, it's not, we didn't copyright any of this. I mean, it's work that the Lord has spoken to him and given him, and is some of it's his research and some of it's, you know, history, but it's all about all the feasts of the Lord. Not only that, there are charts, and we have charts in the back which are they tell a story in themselves.
Just the pictures, yeah. Look at how it lines up with the appointed times.
That's right, and also they have Hanukkah's in there, and Purim. We have Purim in there, which is not an appointed time, but there are appointed times
God's
that
use
God,
them.
Is
That's right.
God is using.
That's right.
And also you have covered things from the book of Daniel, and you also have covered things. You have things in there about the book of Revelation as well, don't you?
That's right.
And so, you know, there's a lot. It's really a deep, deep study. So if you'd like to have it, it's practically the cost of what we pay for. It's $25 plus $3
shipping and handling.
We would be glad to send that to you, and I know you would be blessed by it. But I want to read over here in John chapter 10. And this is in my Bible, there's like a new paragraph. And it happens, and I always look at the numbers, it happens to be 22. Well, 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. And it makes me think of the beginning and the end. You know, it makes me think of Jesus being the Aleph and the Tav. And how do you say it in Greek? The beginning and the end.
Beginning and the end. It's the Aleph. I'm thinking Hebrew. It's the Alpha and Omega.
The Alpha
I'll get it
and
in a
Omega.
Minute here.
Well, you know, Jesus spoke this, and it happened to be in 10, chapter 10 of John,
right.
verse 22. Mm-hmm. And this was at Hanukkah, and he was in Jerusalem. And if you read these chapters right around this time, mm-hmm. you'll see some of the things that he said were really powerful. And it tells us exactly when it was. You know, God is so accurate. He tells us when the time of the year was.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, and it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of the Dedication.
There you go.
That's Hanukkah. And it was winter.
That's
now somebody might say, well, that was the Feast of Tabernacles. No, because it says it was winter.
That's right.
He clarifies it. It was the Feast of Dedication, and it was winter.
It was cold.
This is Hanukkah.
Right.
And so when Jesus was there on that porch there, Solomon's porch, he walked in the temple.
Mm-hmm.
He walked in the temple, you know, and he declared and proclaimed and talked about the Father. And he talked about so many things. And that's powerful. He walked in the time of the dedication of lights. The feast,
right.
The light walked into the temple, Solomon's temple. Just think, Yeshua, the light of the world, walked into the temple in Jerusalem, on Solomon's porch. In at that time. Isn't that powerful?
That's right.
To think God had him to walk in there exactly at that time. Jesus knew exactly what he did, exactly what the Father told him to do.
And then you go to verse 26.
Right, well,
what do you say in verse 26 then?
26?
Yeah, I think.
What Jesus said?
Yeah.
But ye believe not.
Yeah, go on.
Because
then.
Ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you.
Right.
My sheep hear my voice.
And this is the chapter where he said what? I and my Father are one.
And I know them.
That's right.
And they follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And I give unto them eternal life. He's talking about eternal life.
That's right.
It's not a flame of your life that's going to live for so many years and go out. No.
That's right.
It's eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
That's right.
He's declaring, these are declarations. My
Absolutely.
Father, which gave them me, is greater than all.
Hallelujah.
And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.
That's right.
Verse 30, I and my Father are one. That made them very angry.
Very mad, yeah.
And that makes me think about why the Jewish people won't receive Yeshua, because they do not understand that the Father and Yeshua are one. Because they will take you back to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
That's right.
But then Yeshua will take you to another place in Matthew.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy chapter 6. And I'm trying to remember what verse it is. Here it is, verse 5. It says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. Well, there's another one, too, where it talks about where he's one. But anyways, Jesus said over here in Matthew.
He's a unique God, one of a kind.
Matthew chapter, I'm trying to remember the chapter. Chapter.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Anyways, I've lost my train of thought. But go ahead, Pastor Gene.
I have something I want to read out of my book. Like Donna mentioned, you can buy this book with a love offering of $25 and maybe $3 for shipping and handling. And this was in the third lesson about the Passover. And in this part of the book that I'm going to read a little bit out of it, it's about the prophetic significance of the Passover season. And I'm going to read two paragraphs in here that I had in the book. The Apostle Paul revealed to us the purpose of all the appointed times, the holy days, the new moons, the Sabbath days, meaning not just the weekly Sabbaths, but also the high Sabbaths that revolve around God's appointed times. He declared that these times and events were for one purpose only. They were a shadow or a resemblance of things to come prophetically in the future. He then revealed to us that the body, which is the substance of all this, of these things are about Yeshua. In other words, to instruct and teach us about Yeshua. And we know the Torah means teach and instruction of God. This is revealed in Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17, if you want to read it. Now the last paragraph. As we now enter the true prophetic significance of all that Yeshua had to fulfill, we must always use a literal interpretation of all the scriptures, not an allegorical approach where people say, well, it says this, but it means something else. We can't do that. That's not good exegesis. Now, I'm going. About 8 years ago, now it's been longer than 8 years ago, this prophetic word passed over my desk from a well-known prophetic ministry. I will quote this exactly as it was said. This is what this man said years and years ago. About the time of the end, a body of men will be raised up who will turn their attention to the prophecies and insist upon their literal interpretation in the midst of much clamor and opposition. Boy, do we have that today. The man who spoke forth this prophetic word was Sir Isaac Newton. He lived from 1642 to 1729. He was a scientist, a physicist, and a mathematician, and he knew God. He was a man way ahead of his time. And I want you to think about this from this Bible I have before me, the King James Bible. Was written over a period of about 1,400 years by 40 writers, and it all fits together like every piece of a puzzle, properly placed, that only God could have done. Amen. It's amazing. So we got to take it literally for what it says. We don't allegorize anything. And we can't take, like I hear this all the time, we can't take the number of days like we talked about, 1,290 in Daniel chapter 12, and the 1,335 days. We can't turn those days into years and fiddle around with math. It does not work. We got to take it literally for what it says. When God says days, he means days. Now, if he tells you you can make a particular day and turn it into a year, well, that's fine. Like when they were in the wilderness, the spies went in. For 40 days, they were in disobedience, except for two of them. Well, he gave them what? 1 year for every day of disobedience. So they wandered around the wilderness for 40 years until that first generation passed away. We see the same thing in Ezekiel about him laying on his side for a certain number of days and on the other side for a certain number of days. Those were turned into years. And so we have to understand when that's done, then that's legal to do that. But we can't play around with the numbers in the Bible. And so we've got to take it literally for what it says. Literally for what it says.
Literally.
That's what he wants us to understand and know about all this. And so Hanukkah is important. And we just read that over in Matthew chapter 24 about when the abomination of desolation is spoken. It was spoken by Daniel. When you see it in the holy place, he's talking about in the future. What? Run to the mountains. Well, what did the Maccabees do? They ran to the mountains the same way. And so we have all the patterns to teach us and show us all about this. So what is this showing us? I believe this is showing us that this false Messiah is going to come from that part of the world at that time, the geographical part of the world, that was called the Seleucid Empire, which could include what? Syria? And part of Turkey, all that, that's all there. And so that's where I believe it's going to come from. And it's going to be a Muslim, well-known cleric, you know, that's going to be raised up, and he's going to be recognized as this their Mahdi, they call him, which is a picture of it's a false Messiah, but it's something similar to what we have looking forward to Jesus. But theirs is not the truth. Theirs is a lie. And so we have all of this in the Bible. We just look at it. And so God's showing this. And if we understand this, then we won't have no fear about these last days. And we see all the stuff going on in our country right now with this situation, with this terrorism in our country. And even the leadership, the president doesn't want to admit that it's terrorism. He wants to call it something else, you know, workplace violence. No, it's not workplace violence. It's terrorism to kill innocent people that's never done anything at all. And so this is what we see today. And so it's going to happen again in the last days. And we'll see this if we just continue to study the Word of God. Well, I don't want to get off on something else, but this is important to understand this, to have these spiritual ears to see the prophetic Word. And so when I read my Bible, I ask the Lord before I start reading many times, I'll say, Lord, give me a prophetic mind here. Not my thinking, but a prophetic mind, what you're trying to reveal to me at this particular time. This is how I wrote this book. And God told me, he says, don't put anything in that book that you can't have two or three witnesses to prove what you're talking about. And so that's what I've done with the book. And so we put all the scriptures in that book. And if you take it, you can read it. And I'll tell you, you don't have to read the thing like you would a book. You can pick out any appointed time, go to those chapters or that chapter, and then you can study out all the verses are there and all the commentary and the things you need to understand about a particular time of the year. And so this is very important to understand that. And I thank God for the prophetic word, because the Bible is so prophetic in so many areas, and God wants you to know that as well. And so it's not a hidden thing. He's not trying to hide anything from you, but he's looking for those that will seek after him, like we just read over there in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. The same thing. The things that God reveals to us is for us and for our children, that we might what? Understand and keep the Torah and understand what God's wanting to tell us in this day and this hour.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So he said, going back, I found where I was at. It says, hear therefore, observe to do it all, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers have promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. God wants that in our life. This is mm-hmm. for the verse that the Jewish people have a hard time receiving Yeshua, as he said. Remember, Jesus said, my Father and I are one.
That's right.
I read that. It says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And so they have difficulty with that because they do not understand that, you know, Jesus said, He and the Father. That's what Jesus said when he walked in there at
are
that
one.
Time of dedication.
They're all one.
And they wanted to kill him.
They're all one, aren't they?
They're one.
And attributes, one. Qualities, everything. There's
one.
Nothing different between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. There's nothing. But they can't comprehend. They say, well, you're talking about having three gods. No.
No.
Yes.
One.
It's one Godhead. Hallelujah.
One. Thank you, Father. Well, we run out, just about run out
well,
of time.
Well, we got about 3 minutes to go.
So we just thank the Lord for what he's doing at this time of
that's right.
of Hanukkah, that people will mm-hmm. rededicate their lives, you know.
That's right.
And know more about how right. this Feast of Tabernacles, perhaps they might want to get your commentary and make that comparison and see all the things. We didn't talk about, there's a lot of things we didn't talk about. We didn't talk about water pouring that they did at the Feast of Tabernacles. There's a lot of things.
The Festival of Lights.
The Festival of Lights.
We talked about that in the past here, yeah.
And we didn't talk about the four huge lights they put up.
That's right.
Well, they put up the four huge lights during the Feast of Tabernacles, right?
That's right.
And everyone around Jerusalem could see it. I mean, they
75
were like
feet
75
high,
feet
yeah.
high. And, you know, they were wrapped in swaddling clothes. I mean, there's so many pictures. You know,
yeah.
Yeshua was wrapped in swaddling clothes.
The light of the world was wrapped in swaddling clothes.
And they were lit. And Yeshua walked in there, the Feast of Dedication. Well,
that's
he wasn't
right.
the four. He is the one who goes to the four. Wow, exciting. See, the word of God is to go to the whole world, the four corners
right.
of the world. Well, those four big candlesticks in there during the Feast of Tabernacles. And then Yeshua walks in there at Hanukkah, and he is the light of the world.
Hallelujah.
Says that too. So here we can see this for Israel, not just for Jerusalem, but for all
that love the Messiah.
He came to his own and they received him
yeah,
not.
Right.
But many, many Jewish people are coming to Messiah now, and that gives me Holy Ghost goosebumps.
That's right. So next week we might talk about this one key thing. I mentioned a little bit 1 week. Still about Hanukkah. I think we'll maybe mention it next week. Daniel chapter 12 is revealed at mid-tribulation. So everything keys from mid-tribulation. Why? Because that's when the abomination of desolation is going to be set up that he talked about in Matthew 24, chapter 24. And from that point on, and so if you look at the charts in the book, you'll see how this all fits together. I want to show you how Hanukkah maybe next week fits in with everything during Jacob's trouble and then shortly thereafter as well.
And you know, all these things that's on this paper, we didn't even go to even one-tenth of the scripture,
that's
of the
right.
scriptures
that, are in
that
here.
You have in here.
So if you get this, read them all.
Read the scriptures. That's
yeah.
right. If you want this teaching here, make sure you go and look up all the scriptures. The
right.
Lord will speak to you. Amen.
And if you buy the book, look up the scripture. I got all the scriptures
all
in
scriptures.
There. Look them up.
That's right. Well, this is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton. We're blessed to be here on this radio program every Saturday, right?
Right.
From 12 to 1 o'clock. And our phone number here is area code 772-285-7007.
That's right. You got the phone number, so we tell you every week to tell you to look up because your redemption draweth nigh. And the most important thing is to know that you know Yeshua and that you're walking with him. And so as we close this program every week, we just tell you to be blessed and remember that Yeshua is truly your life. Without him, we have no hope in this life or the one to come. So we tell you to look up every week. And we close this program and we say what, Pastor Doug?
Shabbat Shalom, Sabbath peace, and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at this same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives. And remember that Jesus is Lord and that he is the Spirit of prophecy.
We are